1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Freight rail strike averted. The Senate has passed a bill that would bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached back in September. CBS's Scott McFarland says it heads to President Biden for his signature.
1 week and 1 day before the deadline, Congress warded off a gut punch to the U.S. economy.
President Biden's clear call to us to ensure that we don't derail Christmas is going to carry the day.
The deal prevents a walk-off by 115,000 railway workers that could have cost the economy $2 billion a day, snarled holiday shipping traffic, and spiked inflation further.
President Biden says the Democrats should move past what he calls restrictive caucuses and embrace diversity in their order of their presidential nomination process. The expectation is that the Democratic National Committee will vote to replace Iowa with South Carolina. The Supreme Court says the Biden administration program to cancel student loans will remain blocked for now. More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider President Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt. The plan will remain on hold until the High Court hears arguments in February. Remember, it was a federal appeals court in St. Louis that blocked the plan after six Republican-led states sued, accusing the president of overstepping his authority.
More than 2 weeks since four University of Idaho students were found stabbed to death in an off-campus home, authorities are now providing confusing statements on whether it was a targeted attack. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Moscow, Idaho.
They're saying it's still a targeted attack, but they don't know if it was the house or one of the students or more of the students that were targeted. The more time passes, the less we know, the less we understand. And it seems like the law enforcement here, the authorities here, might be having a hard time getting their messaging together, even though they have daily briefings.
Women referees taking charge at the World Cup.
I'm Roxana Saberi in Doha. France's Stephanie Frappard led the trio and was assisted by Nuza Beck from Brazil and Karen Diaz from Mexico. Frappard began officiating youth games when she was just 13 and has said her passion for soccer came from her father. She's a three-time winner of the world's Best Woman Referee Award.
Hawaii's erupting Mauna Loa volcano is putting on quite a show and drawing thousands of spectators who are jamming a highway. Officials are worried about it creating a safety hazard because, as Ken Horn with the Hawaii Volcano Observatory points out,
it's very high probability that this lava flow, if it continues, will definitely reach the road.
Emergency managers are ramping up their planning. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more.
President Trump has announced, and Ron DeSantis is rising fast. Who do you support for 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word FISH to 39747. That's FISH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text FISH to 39747. Let your voice be heard. And watch Newsmax today.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. On Friday, December 2nd, in Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 114 at the courthouse. Governor Evers is planning to deliver his annual State of the State address on February 7th. He has asked GOP legislative leaders to keep February 28th or March 7th open for his budget address, but a spokesperson for the GOP stated in a text to WisPolitics.com they will consider the governor's request, but those dates probably won't work. UW-Stevens Point is opening a C2 makerspace at their Marshfield campus where they will hold extracurricular activities for grades 5 to 12. They hope this will introduce students to a new world of technologies and possible future career goals. Activities will include tech related to robotics, 3D printing, drone work, and much more. UW plans to build off these workshops with school kids and eventually expand to workshops for adults as well. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 24 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 47. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow night, 10 above. Cloudy skies. High of 20 Saturday with a chance for snow, 20 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Yes. The Chris Hahn Show.
America, and welcome. This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air. And truthfully tonight, America, I don't buy the panic on the left about the midterms just yet. Now, look, I think the panic is good. As I've always said, there's only two ways to run: unopposed or scared. And if you're not unopposed, you better be scared, because anything can happen. Lightning strikes in politics time and time and time again. But there has been some recent polls that have showed these races tightening all over the country. And there's been some numbers that suggest that the Republicans are going to maybe have that wave year that they've been hoping for. I'm not buying it. I've also seen numbers that show Joe Biden's numbers continue to improve. I see gas prices continuing to decline. I get it. Things cost more now than they did when nobody was leaving their homes and buying anything. So yes, I get it. That's a problem. I think the Fed's overreacting to inflation by raising interest rates. And I'll say it again. They are overreacting the way they've been raising interest rates. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have raised interest rates a little bit. But I don't think we need to do it again. You know, I mean, the whole point of that is to slow down the economy because too many people have money, which is causing inflation. So we got to make some people poor so that everybody else can buy Wheaties for $4 instead of $4.45. Is that what we're trying to say here? Yeah, let's make everybody poor so that they're not driving their cars, so that gasoline is no longer $3.50 a gallon. It's $3.25 a gallon. So anyway, I'm digressing here. Back to the polls. I'm not buying it because the evidence I see around the country belies what I'm reading in these polls. Now, and first of all, I don't know how in one poll independent voters could be plus 14 for Democrats in the midterms, and then a month later that same group is plus 18 independent women. I don't buy that there are 18. I don't think Republicans are plus 18 in any category of women other than Republican women over the age of 40. I don't believe they're plus 18 among Republican women under the age of 40. And I'm looking around the country at places like Georgia, where the early vote turnout in just 3 days of early voting is on pace to be triple what it was in any other midterm. It is basically approaching, or it's above at this point, general election numbers in early voting. Now, we all know who votes early. It ain't MAGA Republicans that are voting early. Because their god, Donald Trump of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, stealer of top secret documents, grabber by the you-know-what, has decreed that early voting is un-American, that it's fake votes, that they shouldn't be counted. So we know, even in a state like Georgia, whose election system is completely controlled by Republicans who have created this process of early voting, which, you know, they've tried to tamp down on people voting in Georgia. They do a lot of that, but I live in New York, and I think their system's better than ours, which is sad. In Georgia, people are voting early at record numbers. And those people are not Republicans. And if you look at who has registered to vote since the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, a woman's right to choose, women have been registering at a 2-to-1 clip over men. Sorry, 2-to-1 since June. Why do you think that is? You think they're coming out? You think they're registering to vote? To not vote in 2022? Or do you think they're registering to vote to support the Dobbs decision? To support the party that put the judges on the court that overturned what they can do with their body? The party that has decided that they know better than a woman's doctor. A party that wants government so small that it would fit inside a woman's vagina. That's, you think they're coming out for that? You think they're registering to vote for that? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that the pollsters, who tend to be reacting to the last election, pollsters don't react in real time to what is happening in the moment? Pollsters model their polls after the last election. And in this case, they would be modeling it after the last midterm election. Now, granted, that last midterm election was a blue wave. But they would also be calculating what happened last year, which was a red wave. And the year before, which was pretty much a split decision, right? So the model that they're accounting for right now brings in last year's vote, the year before, and the year before that. They're not modeling, oh, you know, I think women are going to be turning out in bigger numbers. And younger women particularly, which is what we saw in Kentucky when they overwhelmingly blocked an anti-choice amendment to their constitution. It's what we saw in New York in the special election in upstate New York, where the Democrat was down in the polls, in every poll, including the Election Day poll, and then won. How about Alaska, which sent their first Democratic House member in a very long time? I mean, they only have one House member, and it was held by one guy for like 50 years, but it's been a long time since a Democrat represented Alaska in the House of Representatives. That's not factored into these polls. Just like the increased turnout among white working class men was not measured in 2016. Appropriately. It was not counted appropriately. They came out in numbers far greater than they ever did for Donald Trump in 2016. And that's why the polls were wrong, because they were modeling it over what white working class men do. If like 40% of them usually show up, that's what you put in your model. Let's get a model that shows 40% of white working class men are going to show up at the polls and they're more likely to vote for Donald Trump than not. And we add that to the mix, and that's how you get your number. Well, if 60% of eligible white working class men come to the vote, your poll is worthless. Well, if you think the turnout's going to be about 54% women, which it normally is, 54, 50, you know, maybe 52, and now it's 57% women, your poll is wrong. Particularly, the real era comes in when you're looking at women under the age of 40. Single women under the age of 40, which is a very underrepresentative group of people in most polls. I know, this is boring as hell, right? I'm going to have Mike Dowiesiak in here, I think, next week to talk about polling. I think they're missing it. I've looked at them. I've looked at many. I read polls all day long. It's like one of my favorite things to do. It's the geekiest thing about me. And I think they're missing it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a blue wave. I'm not saying that at all. But I think that the Democrats are going to hold the Senate, and the only reason we're going to lose the House is because of gerrymandering, and it's not going to be a huge majority for Kevin McCarthy. And I think Kevin McCarthy knows it, which is why he's being so much of a MAGA Republican right now, including, and I'll talk about this in the next segment, deciding that he's not necessarily going to support funding for the war in Ukraine. It's disgusting to me. But he knows if he gets the majority, it's going to be by 10 votes most. And that doesn't give him a lot of room for error. He can't have Marjorie Taylor Greene and the MAGA caucus not supporting him. We'll have Speaker Jim Jordan, God help us all. All right, stick around. A lot to talk about tonight. Joe Walsh joining me later. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings...
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Slight chance for scattered showers, 17. High of 26, Saturday, under sunny skies, 37, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
This ain't no ditto head. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. Yes, I am back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio Podcast, Pandora, you name it. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on your Instagram devices. Joe Walsh, the former congressman, former Tea Party darling, now former Republican, will be joining me. Joe Walsh and I used to argue about issues. We used to go on TV together and fight about policy. And now we basically agree that we got to save America. It's like the number one thing, right? So I'm looking forward to talking to my friend Joe Walsh, a good guy. I was supposed to have him on 3 weeks ago and something came up and for me, I had to cancel the show, but Joe's here tonight, thank God. So I'm looking forward to that. So let me just round out this conversation about Kevin McCarthy and the GOP House really becoming so MAGA that they are going to be supportive of Putin. Kevin McCarthy said earlier this week, there will not be a blank check in supporting Ukraine if he becomes Speaker of the House. Something, by the way, that was rebuked by Mitch McConnell over in the Senate and a lot of Senate Republicans who say, hey, hold on a minute. And, you know, I'm going to talk to Joe Walsh about this. I mean, one of the things that America is supposed to be, in addition to being a beacon of freedom around the world, is we're supposed to be the arsenal of democracy. And right now in Ukraine, democracy is being savaged by a dictator whose real goal is to destroy NATO and to destroy Europe and to be a conqueror. We as Americans, we can't sit back and just let that happen. Now, again, I know nobody in this country wants to go to war. I don't want to go to war. But we need to support our ally, the Ukraine. And frankly, let me tie this to another topic. You know, we're all twisting ourselves in a knot over the fact that the Iranians are trying to acquire a nuclear weapon. And by the way, the Iranians are also assisting the Russians in Ukraine right now. Russia's run out of smart bombs, it appears, so they're using Iranian drones to help them. Well, you know, what deal are we going to make with Iran where we say, you know, we'll make sure you don't get invaded? We made that deal in Ukraine. Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons in the 90s after the Soviet Union fell. There were many nuclear bombs in Ukraine, and they had the technology and the knowledge to create more. And we said, no, don't do that. We don't want nuclear proliferation in this world. We will assure your territorial integrity. And it was the United States, and it was NATO, and it was Russia involved in those talks. Russia has violated that treaty. So we're going to tell the Iranians or anybody else in the world, oh, no, no, no. Don't you worry about it. You'll be fine. We'll make sure nobody invades you. Just give up your bombs. Just give up your bombs. It's fine. All is well. We'll make sure you're not invaded. Oh, and they're looking over there and they're seeing Ukraine being destroyed by Russia. I'm sorry. I think we need to be doing more in Ukraine. Again, I don't want to go to war. But I think we should give them whatever they need to win this war. Helicopters, jets, long range, short range, whatever it takes. And, you know, if you know, Russia's been out there saber rattling, saying that they would use nukes in this situation. If they use nukes in this situation, the United States of America and its allies, one should stop trading with any country on this planet that is providing any aid or comfort to Russia. Two, it needs to take out their navy. I'm sorry. That would be a line that cannot be crossed. And I know that risks more action. But I think that there needs to be a strong response if that ever happens. And it's not just sanctions on Russia. I mean, it is call China up and say, do you want to sell flat screen TVs and iPhones in the United States? Or do you want to buy oil and gas from Russia? Your call. Call Hungary up. Say, hey, buddy, we've got some troops on your border, too. Your call. It's time to choose. Call India up. Call Modi. India used to be one of our biggest allies. Now they've got a tyrant, Trump Jr., maybe Trump Sr., the bigger country. So Kevin McCarthy saying that there won't be a blank check. Who does that serve? It doesn't serve America's interests. It doesn't serve democracy's interests. No, he's placating MAGA Republicans, whose leader, Donald Trump, is in the pocket, for whatever reason, I don't know, of Vladimir Putin. Now, is it the tape? I don't think it's the P tape. I think it's something else. I think it's something much worse than the P tape, frankly. Or even less. I mean, it might just be a cash deal that he gave him long ago. But for some reason, Donald Trump to this day still has not criticized Vladimir Putin. And now Kevin McCarthy is giving aid and comfort to Vladimir Putin. All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November 8th midterm elections with no fanfare on Wednesday. Despite false claims in past years of the security of Wisconsin's elections and an increase in the number of poll observers recruited by both parties, the election ran smoothly and with order. WEC Chairman Don Millis, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the election results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. A community information session was held in the town of Saratoga on Wednesday, where residents were able to voice their concerns over Alliant Energy's plans to expand solar power across the area. Residents expressed concerns over collected energy being stored in batteries and the risk of fires, as well as weather impacts on solar power collection. Officials state the risk of fire would be constantly monitored and instantly responded to, and the proposed facility could heat 80,000 homes for 4 hours. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 24 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 47. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow night, 10 above. Cloudy skies. High of 20 Saturday with a chance for snow, 20 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, you got gotta download and subscribe to the Aggressive Progressives podcast. It's my podcast, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple, you name it, it's there. It's always there. I've got a great guest coming up in a little while. His name is Joe Walsh. He's a former congressman, not the great guitar god from the 1970s from the Eagles. No, no. Not Rocky Mountain Way is better than The Way We Can. Although I think that song should be this Joe Walsh's theme song, because, you know, Rocky Mountain Way was the original Joe Walsh wrote that song after leaving the Eagles, and he was just hanging out in the Rocky Mountains. He says he was mowing his lawn, which I find hard to believe. I don't believe that the great guitar god Joe Walsh was hanging out in Denver, Colorado, looking at the Rockies and mowing anything. He might have been sitting on his lawn, but he says he was mowing his lawn. And he was just thinking about how much peaceful it was in Colorado than it was in California when he was living with the Eagles. And now he's on his own, relaxing and enjoying life. And Joe Walsh, similarly, Joe Walsh, the congressman, who will be my guest, who is a frequent guest on the Chris Hahn Show, similarly left the Republican Party, and I wonder if he feels better now or worse. I don't know. But he clearly had an epiphany. He started telling the truth about Donald Trump. And, you know, people like me, like, I've always enjoyed sparring with Joe Walsh. Even before he left the Republican Party, I used to go on his radio show. And I would talk to him on TV. And we would argue. And it'd be fun. I never thought Joe Walsh was a bad guy. Some people did. I didn't. I thought he was a little over the top, which is why I thought he made a better radio host than congressman. But I never thought he was a bad person. And I wonder if he feels better now that he's like outside of that Republican orbit. And anyway, I'm digressing. It's not even what I want to talk about right here. I also forgot to plug my Twitter handle. It's at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. I'm also Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm doing more with that lately. You probably noticed. So it's not just pictures of my dogs and my ties. It's, you know, other stuff. So check it out at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. ChristopherHahn.com is my webpage. So let's talk a little bit about Herschel Walker. And I feel I got to be delicate when I talk about Herschel Walker, because there are so many issues at play here. And race is a big part of it, right? Who is Herschel Walker to Republicans? Why? I mean, look, last Friday night there was a debate in Georgia. And the expectations for Herschel Walker were very low. Very, very low, because we've seen him on the campaign trail. The man can barely speak in complete sex. He's barely literate. Let's be honest. And after the debate, a lot of political pundits said, oh, well, he cleared the bar. Well, the bar is like, you know, when the bar is lying on the floor and you could basically roll over it, that's an easy bar to clear. I will say he did not clear that bar. I don't think he cleared any bar. I actually think that he embarrassed himself on that stage. The man was being confronted by his opponent on the fact that he on occasion has identified himself as a police officer or an FBI agent. And in response to that, he pulled out an honorary badge that he carries in his pocket. An honorary badge that was given to him by some sheriff in Georgia. Look, he's a household name in Georgia, right? Heisman Trophy winner at Georgia Tech, right? National Football League, superstar. We know. So when you have a career like that, and you show up to a Police Benevolent Association dinner, they give you an honorary badge and say you're an honorary member of the force. Doesn't mean you go driving around and checking people's license. But the man pulled out a badge on stage. The man didn't have one coherent policy thought. Raphael Warnock, the current senator, is a very accomplished human being. He is the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Georgia, the same Ebenezer Baptist Church that gave us Martin Luther King Jr. He's the pastor of that church. He's done many things, helped thousands of people across that state, even before he became a United States Senator. And in the United States Senate, he fought for Georgia on multiple occasions. He's only been there a year and a half. The only thing, the only punch that Herschel Walker landed in that debate, in my opinion, was he continued to try to tie his opponent to Joe Biden. And again, as I said in the first segment of the show, I don't know if you were listening, I don't think Joe Biden is as unpopular as Republicans think he is. I also don't think Joe Biden is as unpopular as Democrats think he is. I think Joe Biden is probably right around 50% right now in this country. I think there's some people in this country who think he's too old and maybe they're not happy about that and whatever. Maybe that shows up in the polling. Maybe that's why his numbers are down. But I don't think they think that he's doing a bad job as president. I think people think when you ask him a poll question, do you approve or disapprove of this man? You're asking them if you want him to run again. And that's a very different question. I think there are a lot of people who approve of Joe Biden that don't want him to run again. So again, I don't want to do this whole show about polling. I'm going to do a show about polling in like a week. But I have Mike Dowieziak in here, live in the studio. And we're going to talk about polling. But there was a commentator, I can't remember the guy's name, Leslie Jones tweeted him out. And maybe I could find it while I'm talking to you right now, because I retweeted it. And I don't think I've retweeted many things since then. But this commentator was talking about how Herschel Walker is exactly what racist Republicans would suggest a black man should be. And I don't want to go down that road. I don't think I'm the one to have that conversation with you. But look for this on Twitter. Leslie Jones tweeted it out. I don't know the guy's name. It's not in the tweet. But I watched the entire video and I watched his analysis of it and I saw the pain in his voice. And I recognized what he was saying was some real hard truth. Hard truth that I can't say. But the only reason anyone in Georgia, anyone, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, there might be like some people who aren't into politics that'll vote for Herschel Walker because he was a football hero. But beyond that, and that's a very small percentage of people that would do that. The only reason anyone in Georgia is voting for this man is for purely partisan reasons. And the current Republican governor, Kemp, seems to be leading comfortably in his race for re-election against Stacey Abrams, which I don't understand either. But Kemp, it's harder to paint Kemp as a extremist Trump Republican because he stood up to Donald Trump after the 2020 election. And that allows people who are center-right, who don't like Trump, and remember, more people in Georgia don't like Trump than like Trump. That's why Trump lost Georgia. So it allows the people who didn't vote for Trump in the last election to vote for Kemp because he stood up to him. I don't think he's a particularly good governor, but it's hard to call him a crazy MAGA Republican, somebody who would storm the Capitol when people were storming the Capitol based on a decision that he made to certify the election results. Which, by the way, was a ministerial act that he did not really have a choice but to do, but he did the right thing in that regard. I find it hard to believe, though, that this man is up 10 and Herschel Walker is down 5. I don't think there's 15% of people, or I guess that would be, yeah, maybe about a 15% swing. At least a 10% swing. I don't think there's that many people who switch their votes anymore. I don't think there are people who vote for different parties in the same election. Only there's ticket splitters. I don't think that works anymore. So either Kemp is down more than he says, or Walker is up more than the polls say. And that should trouble everybody. Because people are only going to vote for Walker. Nobody thinks Walker could be a senator. They think he's going to be a reliable Republican vote. It's the only thing they think he's going to do. That he'll be a reliable Republican vote no matter what. America, senators are supposed to be very independent of politics. That's what the founders wanted. They wanted senators to be the cooling saucer of the republic. They wanted them to rise above it, which is why they gave them a 6-year term. They wanted them to think about what's in the best interest of the country. They didn't want them to be reliable partisan votes. People have a problem sometimes with certain senators because they're not necessarily towing their party's line. That's what the founders wanted. The Senate has turned into the House with 6-year terms. And Herschel Walker, that would be the end of the Senate in my mind. All right, stick around. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is...
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Ascos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Ascos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Melissa from Michigan.
I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 29 overnight under partly cloudy skies. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 47 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers, 17. Clear skies Saturday with highs around 26, 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. And of course, ChristopherHahn.com is my website. Check that out. Joe Walsh joining me right after the next break. So stick around for that. Former Congressman Joe Walsh, he'll be with me. The commentator I was talking about prior to the break, his name was Thomas Bishop. And it was retweeted by Leslie Jones, the great comedian, former Saturday Night Live member, cast member, who I follow on Twitter. She doesn't follow me back, by the way. So, Leslie, if you're listening, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, and I'd like you to follow me back because I'm a huge fan of yours, and your politics and my politics are very similar. Very, very similar. So, I want to digress, talk a little non-politics. I'm older than I appear. But I'm not old. Old. But I did feel old the other day. So I dropped my dog. You guys all know I have dogs. And I dropped my dog off to get groomed. Great groomer, the Bougie Beast. Fantastic. Lover, fantastic. First time I used her, fantastic. Young. And when I bring my dog for a ride, I always play, not always, but most of the time I play this song by the Smashing Pumpkins called Zero, because there's a line in it that goes, wanna go for a ride. Now, it's a great song. It's a great rockin' 90s, grungy, you know, Smashing Pumpkins song. And I was telling them the story about, all I gotta do is start humming this song and she wants to hop in the car, and I go, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, there was a band called the Smashing Pumpkins. I was like thinking to myself, well, in my day, missy. I don't know if you've had one of those moments where you were talking to somebody who's an adult. Like, this was not a kid. Like, they were like in their late 20s. Maybe even early 30s. And you're having a conversation with somebody, not a kid, but not your age, definitely not of your generation, right? I'm a Gen Xer. You all know that. Talk about it on this show all the time. They were millennials or maybe a Gen Zer, an older Gen Zer. I don't know. And I'm trying to have a conversation about music. They, of course, knew who the Smashing Pumpkins were. I mean, everybody knows. Look, Billy Corgan, he's still out there making music. They're still touring. Their music is played all over the place. But it's that kind of thing. I felt like, oh my God. They don't know who this man. I must have looked like such an old man telling them that story about the Smashing. When I was a kid, there was a band called the Smashing Pumpkins. And we used to listen to a thing called grunge back in my day. All the kids would put on flannel shirts and beat each other up at bars. That's what we did when I was a kid. Back in my day, there was a band called Nirvana. And the lead singer killed himself on drugs. I mean, it was just, or maybe not. Maybe he was killed by Courtney Love. I don't believe that, by the way. I think they were both drug addicts and they both killed. She probably would have died too. But I don't know about you. If you've ever had a moment like that. But it freaked me out. Because when I was younger, and I would like listen to bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and the Pumpkins, I used to say, God, this is some good music. Like, my kids are going to like this music. This music will be rocking forever. And sure enough, my kids do like it. Like, my daughter, you know, she loves it. And, you know, look, I liked my father's music. I liked the Beatles. I liked 60s rock when I was a kid. I still like it. But it is odd that I had a moment where I was like, well, you know, there was a band back in the day called the Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins were not one of the top. I mean, they were one of the top bands, but they are not like one of the, when you think of the 90s, the first band you think of is Nirvana, right? If you're into that grunge scene like I was, you don't think of the Pumpkins. And I was like, oh, back in my day. Well, you know, I guess it's what happens when you get old. So beats the alternative. All right, stick around. I got a very good show coming up. I got Joe Walsh joining me, and we're not going to talk about Smashing Pumpkins. We're not going to talk about Nirvana. We're not going to talk about getting old. Well, maybe we'll talk about getting old a little bit. But we are going to talk about the 2022 midterms. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. Be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it.
The
I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle,